She said, for all we know, time could start moving backwards. I said, for all we know, it always has. We stood there coldly in the kitchen the night she left for good. And I remember silly details like the dark green ribbon in her hair, the speck of spaghetti sauce on her cheek she didn't know was there. She's gone, she's gone, never to return to you. And parallel lines eventually meet in some dark corner of the universe, in God's time, not yours. She said, do you mind if I keep this sweatshirt? I said, go on, it's too small for me. And besides, you look good in it. She said, that's your first compliment in months. She said, your parents really messed you up. I said, that's their job and stuff, I guess. She threw my closet open, put her things into a sack. She's gone, she's gone, never to return to you. And you never meet your dead ancestors, except in some dark corner of the universe, in God's time, not yours. We walked outside, I said, it looks like rain. She said, I hate the rain. I said, well, we could use some. She said, I don't see for what. I said, well, when it rains, it feels like back home in the Midwest. She said, as far as I'm concerned, the Midwest could fall off of the earth. She's gone, she's gone, never to return to you. And someday all the planets will be overwhelmed when the sun explodes and reappears angels in some dark corner of the universe, in God's time, not yours. Some nights I catch myself adding up numbers in my head. I always suspected her of doing that, but she denied it and I had no proof. And at such times I go outside, cause it's not so poison there. And in the air I smell her hair and I think, there's your proof. She's gone, she's gone, never to return to you. And somewhere all the numbers have been counted up and put away in some dark corner of the universe, in God's time, not yours. Start moving backwards. I said, for all we know, it always has. We stood there coldly in the kitchen the night she left for good.